This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. It's July 4th, 2016. We're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The 2016 World Open is coming to a close. There's still some games going on. I have with me FIDE Master Joshua Colas, who completed his tournament very successfully, earning an IM norm. So, Josh, you had a very successful tournament. Did you do any special preparations for this tournament?
I actually didn't prepare as much as I usually do. During the tournament, I just reviewed my openings before the rounds, look up my opponents on chess space, and try to have an idea what I'm going to face at the board. Mm-hmm. But overall, my preparation, I guess, it was decent, but not to the extreme.
So what do you play practice games? You play online quite a bit, or how do you actually train as apart from using the basic tools?
Well, another thing I did before the round was I went over some tactics, a lot of tactics. I played on ICC a bunch of games.
That was between rounds?
Between rounds, correct. And it's funny because I know Nakamura said that he did that as well when he was giving his interview at the U.S. Championship. Maybe it's playing blitz games on ICC is something that could get you to have a good result, but I don't know. But my preparation, I mean, like I said, I just did a few tactics, went over my openings, but nothing too hard.
So you've just graduated from White Plains High School, I believe it was?
Correct. Yeah.
And you're going to be going off to St. Louis. Tell us a bit about that.
I'm actually pretty excited. I'm going to be attending one of the top chess schools in the nation. I look forward to it because I know that my chess game is going to improve. I'll be studying computer science while I'm out there. I'm going to try to balance it out with my chess because I'm also trying to play chess professionally if I could in the future. And I just hope to, you know, make new friends, you know, and have that nice college experience.
Now you're going to be actually there with a couple of friends. Sean Swindell and Justice Williams will be there as well. Was there any recruitment going on there? Because I know there's an inside joke that's going around now about how you all ended up at Webster. How did that come about?
Actually, I knew that I was going to be attending Webster probably after my junior year of high school, because I knew that I wanted to continue with chess, and I knew Webster was probably the best for me, especially since they were giving me a full ride. So when I heard that Justice was going to Webster, that totally caught me off guard, because I thought when we were at the tournaments and just talking about which colleges we're going to, I don't recall him bringing up Webster at all. But when he told me that, he said it was one of his choices, and he also got a full ride to the school. And I mean, I was pretty excited, you know. I have another partner coming with me to Webster, and it's like LeBron and Dwayne Wade on the same team, you know.
Yeah, well, you all making us very proud, and hopefully you all will be able to realize your talents there. What are your future plans in terms of tournaments, short term and then also long term?
Short term tournaments, I haven't figured that out yet. But long term, I was thinking about going overseas. Mm-hmm. And trying to get some a few other norms. But if that can't work out, I'll try to play a few local tournaments. I know the Millionaire Open is coming up again.
All right. Maurice will be glad to hear that.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to playing in that tournament. And now with college, I have to also figure out my schedule to see which tournaments I could fit in and which tournaments I can't. But, the Millionaire Open is looking like a big one, and probably go back to Vegas, why not, and try to get another GM norm where I got it before.
You won't be doing any gambling there, will you?
Oh, of course not.
Okay. So this tournament, going back to this tournament, I mean, you played 9 games, and you played some very strong opposition. You were in the open section. What were the games that kind of stood out to you? You played a number of players, and I didn't get a chance to see all of your games, but which games stood out to you?
I think the game that stood out to me was probably, for sure, my last round game against this win that got me this norm.
And who was that against?
This was against Gagurli Antal. I think he's a Hungarian GM. He caught me off guard in the opening because he played like an unorthodox move on move 3. It was like a b3 after e6 in the con. And I've seen the move before, but he just gave me trouble trying to develop out of the opening, and he ended up getting a crushing position. And I just defended and defended and defended, and there was a point where we exchanged queens, and we went to a rook, knight, and pawn endgame, and he was up a pawn, and I kept defending and defending, and there was one point I got one move that allowed me to get all this counterplay, and after that I didn't allow him to get any type of counterplay back, and I just ended up winning the game. It was like a miracle.
You were a pawn down, and you won in an ending.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
I was a pawn down and a rook knight.
But you were active. Your pieces were more active.
My pieces were more active.
Okay.
He played like five bad moves in a row, and
was he in time pressure?
He was not in time pressure. I was actually down on time, and I mean, I guess he was playing too fast, and that probably cost him the game.
So the last round game was probably pretty sweet. Did you know that the norm was within reach?
I thought a draw would do it, but I wasn't trying to focus on that. I was just trying to get a result out of the game.
Mm-hmm. So this tournament, is this the World Open? Is it usually a good tournament for you? Because when I first met you, you were 7 years old. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
7 years old when I first saw you here, and you've been playing just about every year. Is this your best result?
In the World Open, this is my best result. I usually score around like 4.5 or 5 points the times I played in the World Open, but this year I scored 6, and it was definitely my best result. Mm-hmm. I've never been close to getting a norm in my past years where I played in the World Open. But this year, I don't know. I think it's probably, I don't know if it's the hard work or what it is, but whatever it is, it's paid off.
Well, it's also the hard work, but also there's a lot of, you have a lot of supporters. Your parents and your siblings obviously support you. You were able to play in a number of tournaments last year. I believe you had some kind of fundraising campaign, and you were able, very successful at playing in those tournaments. So it seems like all your work and effort is paying off, and we're very proud of you, and we look forward to seeing you in a tournament at Webster.
Yes.
Susan Polgars is probably very glad to have you, and hopefully we'll hear more good things about you.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane, man. Yes, you're right about the supporters. I just want to thank all of you who support me and continue to support me, and everything truly helps, and I hope to like do something big again in the future.
Well, we're supporting you, and again, we look forward to seeing more successful events coming from you. So with that, we're going to close the interview. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off of Philadelphia at the World Open.